Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 everybody. Hi, this is your host, Lakita Long. We are live on the Lakita Long Show from Mental Monday on Blog Talk Radio, and we are excited about the opportunity to come to you both video and live radio on the internet. If you haven't subscribed to our radio show, please do so. Go to Blog Talk Radio / Lakita Long Show, and you will find our host of many, many archived shows that we've done, Facebook is Friday, Wellness Wednesday, and now Mental Monday. So you have a plethora of things to focus on and to get connected with. So we live. So I'm live here. You see I've got my earpieces in because we're also live actually on video as well as on the radio. And we are excited for what we have going on today. I am elated because I get a chance to interview someone who is phenomenal. And they'll get on the show in just a moment. But if you weren't on the live video this morning, I want to first thank you guys so much. The feedback, the inboxes, the timelines, more than 200 comments. So you're letting me know that the information is powerful, it's necessary, it's needful, and I want to thank you guys so, so much. My desire and hope is that even if it's just for one day, I want to be able to have a Mental Mondays with Lakita Long on a national syndicated television show. All I need is one day, couple of hours to just be able to bless the nation and the world at large on various topics that we're so good to rock and roll. Let me just tell you a little bit about what our Mental Mondays live radio show is. It allows us to go a little bit more in-depth about the topic that we talk about in the morning time. So we talk about suicide and sabotage behaviors in the church. And this opportunity on the radio gives us some time to actually interview guests. And so our guest tonight is going to be Dr. Norris Dupree out of Sparks, Nevada. And he's going to be coming on the radio. And then I'll make sure you guys get the link so you guys can play the radio show back in your own comfort of your home. At least you will get a chance to hear me live video what I'm talking about on the radio. And just for you that don't know what Mental Mondays are, Mental Mondays allows on the radio listeners to ask the hard questions about their life and how to better their life so that they're encouraged, equipped, and understand how to live more simply in this life. Topics around sex and marriage, relationships, age, life, stress, church, you name it, we're talking about it. We use psychological concepts and biblical principles in order to merge the two to help people to come to a real integrated understanding about who God is, why he has called them, and what's the next step for you to live better. For those of you that don't know, my name is Lakita Long. I'm your host, effectively known as the People's Therapist, and I'm so excited to be able to come to you. I have a host of degrees and certificates and things of that nature that allowed me actually to do it. My main thing, I believe, is the passion that I have for people. What my desire is to cause people to come to a place of fruitfulness with the dysfunctionality that we've had. I say we because I lived in dysfunctionality growing up. And so all of the many topics, for the most part, are things that I created from my own personal case study and looking at myself and figuring out the reasons why I do what I do. And we're so excited. It looks like, you know, our guest is on, and so we welcome him on at this time. I'm going to give him a proper introduction because he deserves a proper introduction. And so let's get right to it. Our topic, again, is suicide and sabotage behaviors for believers, those in the church, and also for those that are not in the church. Our guest, though, today is going to specifically talk about a targeted audience, which is black males, him being one himself. He's going to get a chance to talk about what are the self-sabotaging and suicidal behaviors that they have and how we can be able to help and assist them. So the introduction of our topic is this. According to the WHO, W-H-O, which stands for the World Health Organization, approximately 1 million people kill themselves, commit suicide worldwide every single day. This is about one death every 40 seconds or 3,000 deaths per day. I just want to give you the enormity of how many people are intentionally, on purpose, taking the physicality of their life, right? So 3,000 people a day kill themselves. I'm sort of digging into the metaphysical side of how people kill themselves emotionally and spiritually. And to me, if you kill that part, you also kill yourself physically too, because we're spirit beings. And so if you are emotionally dragging around and killing yourself and self-sabotaging yourself with self-destructive behaviors, emotionally engaging in relationships you have no business in, it's a death. It's an on-purpose intentional death that will soon end up being a real physical death. And so I wanted to talk about the enormity of suicide in terms of cost. Suicide costs $44 billion a year. So it's a huge deal. It typically happens to people who are in crisis. Majority of the people, more than 42% who commit suicide, were found to have been depressed prior to, which leads us to find out that we must do something with our mental health system, and it has to be started much earlier than where it has been in times past. And so let's get right to where we're going to get to. We're going to talk about suicide and things of that nature, and we're going to talk about self-sabotaging and things of that nature as well. So let's get to our guest. I am super duper excited that I get to talk to and interview on my radio show today someone who is powerful in and of their own selves, and we're glad about that. The very first thing I noticed about this individual is something that's on their website. The first quote that they have on their website is this: every moment in life leaves a footprint for growth. This is what he said: my purpose is to empower individuals with tools to overcome and achieve their vision. I am passionate about education, achieving goals, uplifting people, and challenging them to increase their expectations for their future. I'm introducing my live speaker on my live radio show right now. He's a licensed marriage and family therapist, a psychologist. He's a psychometric psychologist and testing. He's a licensed alcohol and drug abuse counselor. He's a sole proprietor and president of Transformation Therapy and Behavioral Consultation, located in Sparks, Nevada, where his mission is to empower individuals to live a productive life despite the circumstances. PhD candidate, so he is Dr. Norris Dupree, and he will be getting that doctorate degree this December from the University of Reno. I introduce to some and present to others none other than Dr. Norris Dupree. Dr. Dupree, are you on the line right now on the radio? If he is, I cannot hear you. Maybe he's on mute at this time. So I'm going to wait till he comes on. Dr. Dupree, are you on?
I am on. Can you hear me?
We sure can hear you. Welcome to the Mental Mondays, the Keita Long Show. We are super duper excited that you are my guest for Mental Mondays, Episode 6, talking about suicide and sabotage behaviors. I just began to introduce you to the audience at large, and we're going to be sending this out via YouTube as well as to 1,500 others that are in our email database, and really get you out there because you are powerful. One of the things I wanted to wait until I had you on the line to also describe a little bit more about this powerful man that I get a chance to interview on today. One of the things about Dr. Dupree is that he's not only licensed and a doctor and all of that, but he's Black, he's a man, he's an educator, but he's also a man of God, prophetic in nature, full of revelation, sound, a scholar, and we need him in the kingdom. He's a marketplace man of God, and we're so excited. He lives by two mottos, and I'm going to repeat those mottos right now. Number one, he lives by this: don't look for excuses to fail, but look for an excuse to succeed. His second motto is, within you right now is the power to do things you never dreamed possible. So introducing to some, or presenting to others, Dr. Norris Dupree, who's got the doctorate degree in counseling education psychology, a master's degree in counseling education psychology, and a bachelor's degree in psychology, all from the University of Nevada. He's got licenses from alcohol and drug counseling, licensed school psychologist, licensed marriage and family therapist, certifications in family wellness from SageWind, certifications in creating lasting family connections, certifications in training in crisis prevention and intervention, And it's important that you know all these things. That he's a black man. He loves God. He's a man of God. But I get a chance to call him my friend, Dr. Lawrence Dupree. Welcome to Mental Mondays. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me. I'm excited about being on today, and I'm excited about launching vision, releasing somebody into their vision, and really saving somebody's life.
Well, that's awesome, and we're excited about that. I'm going to try to see if I can get you to be able to be heard on the live feed that I'm doing right now. So just bear with us online. You can hear me. They can't hear you. That's fine, but they can hear you on the live radio portion. I'm trying to do two things at once. You know, we got to expand, keep going, and growing. Amen. Well, let's jump right into it. I want to get right into it because a lot of black men have reached out to me. They are curious to find out some information about black men and suicide and self-sabotage and destructive behaviors and things of that nature. So talk to us. For the last couple of weeks, you've been doing a live video about the mythologies and the myths around suicide. Tell me a little bit about your thought process around suicide and self-sabotage behaviors. Go ahead and share with us.
Well, anytime somebody is close to committing suicide, we find out that they have various things that is going on in their life. And it's generally multifaceted or multidimensional. And their problems are very complex. And so sometimes I feel like what's interesting is that we judge behavior. And the interesting thing about behavior is when you just look at behavior as it is, behavior looks very simple. Somebody sleeping with women, or somebody sleeping with a bunch of men, somebody punching a hole in the wall, somebody even sucking their behavior looks very simple. But when you start analyzing behavior, and when you start looking at the emotions, when you start looking at the cognitive process, and when you start looking at touchstone events or previous experiences in our lives, then behavior becomes very complex.
That's so good. And then, so let's talk about it. Yeah, you said something really powerful, that we tend to judge behavior. Now, should we be judging behavior if we are in the household of faith?
Well, you know, the Bible does talk about behavior. And one of the things that I would say, I believe as every praying man and praying woman of God, is number one, we need to have a spirit of discernment concerning people. And sometimes instead of judging, sometimes what we need to do is we need to pray and seek the face of God, and we need to fast and ask God to give us some divine revelation concerning behavior and see if there's spiritual oppression. And also, you know, I tell people all the time, there's a difference between spiritual oppression and spiritual possession. You can have parts of your life where it is oppressed, and then, you know, we sometimes get it confused with the demon of the Gadarenes, the guy that was staying. He was staying in the graveyard. He was possessed, but there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity. She was oppressed. So there's two different things there.
So let me jump right into it, because one of the things that I got stuck, I mean, I had over 200 plus comments from today's video around suicide and sabotaging behaviors. And one of the things is I shared with the people, you know, it's a variety of different audience. I have Muslim, Buddhist, Islamic faith, you name it. My concern is how we take in salvation, but we don't deal with the dysfunctionality that we brought in before we said yes to God. So one of the things I want you to share with us is, what does suicide and sabotaging behaviors really look like in the people of God?
And then I want you to segregate that in black men particularly. What's happening? Let me backtrack. So let's scratch that and I'll come back to that question. What's happening in the body of Christ where we are becoming suicidal and then self-sabotaging? What's happening?
Well, when we take a look at, let's just say salvation. When you get saved, the Bible says if any man be in Christ, and I'm a Christian, so let me just come from a Christian point of view. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. And I believe that one of the myths about being saved is that once you're saved, you don't have nothing to work on. Jesus did not come to conceal. He came to reveal. So the closer you get with him, the more he makes known unto you concerning who you are and why you need him. And so every day we should be running towards him, talking about grace, 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 and mercy, 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 because we should see ourselves as we really are. Because the closer we get with him, there should be an unveiling, a spiritual unveiling of who he is and of who we are. And not only of who we are, who we're not. And so when we're talking about suicide and when we're talking about self-sabotaging behavior, let's just focus on suicide for a second, because I believe saints need to understand this. We have the biological, we have the body, we have the soul, and then we have the spirit. Body, soul, and spirit. Now, this is very interesting, because when we are, the Bible says, any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And power of God, but also too that if you are bipolar, it has nothing to do with the spiritual of what God is doing spiritually in your life. That is a medical condition. Let me rephrase it. I do believe in deliverance and I do believe in healing, but a lot of times it is a medical condition. And what we need to do as leaders is we need to ask God, number one, to help us. For individuals for deliverance and for individuals. Now, this is very important, because what happens is generally people will use salvation, especially Pentecostal tongue-talking people, they will use salvation as a cover-up. They will use salvation as a cover-up for erratic behavior. Matter of fact, one time I was in church and somebody said, I was looking at somebody and they were not right, and I looked at their baseline behavior, and they were in church and just moving around and et cetera, and I kept noticing and I kept watching, and I said, God, this person is on the break of bipolar. This is the initial phase of psychosis. And somebody came to me and they were spiritual person, they was a praying person, they said, ooh, God show is using them and touching them and elevating them. And I looked at them and I said, oh, you think that God? I said, in less than 2 days they'll be in an acute hospital and they'll have to be admitted because they're on the initial break of psychosis, better known as.
And now you just said something. You just said something really key. And forgive me, those that are all watching on the video, we're going to get it together. So if you want to support, I'm going to get full equipment up in here in just a little while. If you want to support, let us know, because I am going to get some equipment in 2 weeks so that we can be able to hear clearly, because this is powerful information. Something you just said, Dr. Dupree, is that we get inside of the church services, and then what happens is we see people what appears to be like they're moving in the things of God, but actually it's an acute beginning stage, as you stated, of bipolarism. And we don't know what it is, because we think it's the Holy Spirit. And this is why I believe it's so imperative that people such as yourself and myself and others who are also doing this work across the country really began to teach mental health in the church and really understand the dynamics between that which is spiritual and that which is natural. And it's our business to make sure that we know and how to identify what's happening. And for those of you that are just joining us, we have on the line for our live radio show Dr. Norris Dupree out of Sparks, Nevada, and he's talking to us. He's a licensed psychologist. He's a school psychologist, a licensed marriage family therapist. He's just phenomenal, and he's sharing with us why there's so many suicidal and sabotaging behaviors in the believers, but he wants to stick to the aspects of suicide. Now, for those that were on the line with me this morning, you will know and note that I shared that suicide is any time that you want to harm yourself and it results in death on purpose. You are trying to do something of a harm and it causes death on purpose. And I stated that that can be anything. You know, a married man who's got a great wife and goes and has a mistress, to me, that's suicidal. That man is telling all his business that he is on the brink. He hasn't physically jumped off a ledge, but when you do that and you got a great home, great wife, everything's going good, but you decide to have a mistress on the side, that is suicidal to me. And a sabotaging spirit. If you're a pastor also and you got unwedded children in the body of Christ and you got a wife sitting on the front row and you got children all over the place, that's suicidal and sabotaging behavior. Nobody wants to deal with it, but I want to talk about it because it's causing everybody else that's looking at this to go crazy. So can you share with us how do we really help people
okay.
to have these tendencies?
Can I talk to you about let me talk to you because this is very deep what we're talking about, and I'll give you some revelation. There's a difference between detachment and disassociation. Detachment and disassociation. Both of them are dangerous, but detaching means that you ignore. You ignore what is going on. You ignore the pain and the hurt in your life. That's what detachment is. Detachment is a numbing. Disassociation is an embracing. And when you begin to embrace your disassociation, you begin to take on the personality or the persona of something else to endure endure pain. Now, I want to talk to you because there's two men in the Bible that I think that when you look at it from the spirit of rejection, and this is very important because we're talking about sabotaging behaviors. One is David. When you take a look at David and when you take a look at the women that he had, when you take a look at David and you really do your research on David, it's very interesting because when you look at David, David was a person that was constantly rejected. When he was the prophet Samuel came to his house, all the boys was inside the house. All of them were represented, and the oil did not fall. And what did he say? He says, "Do you have another son?" David now becomes an afterthought of his father. As a matter of fact, many theologians would say, "Behold, I was shaped in iniquity and conceived in sin." Even some theologians believe that maybe even Jesse had another woman where from David because of David said that. But I just want to talk a little bit about rejection because this is very important because it's very heavy because we're talking about suicide and sabotaging behavior. So here we have David. Now David is in the field. He gets called in. He has a great anointing upon his life, and Samuel anoints him. But David, he does not even have time to celebrate. He goes back into the field, and he's tending the sheep, which once again isolation and rejection. Then the king Saul calls David to be a minstrel and to pray the evil spirit off of him. David goes plays for Saul. Watch this. David goes play for Saul. Then after he plays, he goes back into the field. When his father has an assignment for him, he sends David to the assignment. And when David gets to the assignment and he goes and see his brother and he goes and does what his father says to do and he hears the Philistine talking, He's saying, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? What does he experience? He experiences rejection from his older brother, his second older brother, and he experienced rejection even from his friend. David even asked him, like, why y'all like this towards me, right? Then after David, watch this, after David whoops Goliath, then jealousy comes up on Saul. Now he's experiencing rejection from Saul because of jealousy. David was a man that constantly throughout his life dealt with rejection. Now it's time for David's promotion. Guess who meets him in his promotion?
Rejection.
And so guess what David starts doing? Even, you know, David is not familiar. He's not unfamiliar with killing husbands and taking wives, because he did it one time when he was out, and, of course, it was justifiable. I said no, and David went back, and the woman killed her husband.
Sorry, we have a little bit of technical difficulties, but we're going to hear this out. Well, while he's coming back, you guys, if you're just chiming in, we're live on Facebook, but we're also live actually on the live radio show. So if you, you'll be able to chime in while we're waiting for Dr. Dupree to get back online. He's in Sparks, Nevada. And so we want to make sure that we hear the conclusion of the full matter. And we only got four more minutes in our session. I should have done more minutes for this session. I didn't know that it would be this juicy like this. I mean, it's so powerful. If you're just chiming in, we've been talking about suicide and sabotaging behaviors. And our guest, Dr. Nora Dupree out of Sparks, Nevada, had been sharing with us the prolific understanding for those that are in the faith about what causes sabotaging behaviors. And he was just talking about the spirit of rejection. And if you've ever been rejected from your family, a relationship, or you've even rejected yourself, then you have become prone to self-sabotaging behaviors. And for those of you that was on the video this morning, you'll see my very graphic photo of me with the knife and everything that will wake you up about the necessity to do what is necessary for us to get from underneath all of this pressure to perform, right? So we lost him. I hope he is able to get back on. I don't see him on my board yet, on my live board. But we only have a couple of minutes, so in the case that he doesn't, I will just bring him back and we'll just do a part two because this was just so good. Let me say this. If you were chiming in, some of the things that as a believer that you need to watch for is, one, the isolation, two, the rejection, and three, the determination of the enemy to make you feel like you never was from the beginning. And we saw that with David. We saw that with King Solomon. We also saw with like people like Gideon. You know, we saw Elijah. He was all-powerful, Mount Carmel, and brought down the fire of God. But when the enemy came in, he ran like a chicken. Okay, it looks like he's back on. Are you back on? Are you back on, Dr. Dupree? Oh, are you back on? Let's see here. I hope so.
Can you hear me?
Can hear you now. 1 minute. But I only did it for 30 minutes, but they already said, I'm already going to have you come back. But tell us 1 minute worth of stuff, and then we're going to have to bring you back on. Maybe I'll set it up for another 30 minutes right after or something, because people are chiming in. So give us your last little bit of thoughts. Just for right now, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to have to reset it and start another 30 minutes, because this is just too good to just end right here. We got to come back, and we've got to deal with it. So tell us something, 40 seconds to go.
Well, once again, like I said, David dealt with rejection his whole life, and that there was nobody there to counsel or to counsel him concerning how to navigate through what? His insecurity and his inferiority. David had been always postured versus being insecure or versus superiority. His life has always been chasing. People have always belittled him.
Slow that thought. We got to get off live of the radio section, Kingston, but I'm going to do part two, so y'all stay near for the part two that's going to come right afterwards. But we got to get off right now because we're off of air and I have to get back on. Listen, Dr. North is going to come back to us, and we're just going to be awesome. So stay tuned for just a few more seconds and a few more moments. We'll be right with you.